Hello, Ruckenry Preserved Word Podcast. I'm Luke Mounsey. Today is January 9th, 2021. It's been a crazy week here in the United States with just rioting and siege on the Capitol. People are just even more up in arms than they've even been before. People are just getting more and more at each other. People are getting pushed more and more to the edge if you just keep reading what people are saying online. They're coming up with total censorship and whatnot of conservatives, and everyone, including myself, rightly condemns this act of violence and destruction we saw on Wednesday. But that hasn't stopped people from just wanting to people on both sides are just wanting to go at each other. There are people on most of us, hopefully, don't want that, but there's a lot of people who really are on the far right and the far left are really just itching for a fight. When I talk about fight, I mean like physical shooting civil war. It's just mind-boggling how divisive things are getting. Things were divided a year ago. Things have just gotten a whole lot worse just through 2020, and even now things are just getting more and more divisive, and people are getting more and more, such conservatives and Christians, a lot of us are getting really, say, disheartened. I mean, I was kind of in shock for a day there. Just, I didn't know what to think. It's like, why did apparent Trump supporters do this? Now, some of you are probably going to think, oh, yeah, it wasn't all Trump supporters, but most of those people were. I mean, it's a peaceful protest that turned not into violence. But I mean, life calls for peace and unity, but then also calls for, if you want, life calling for total, probably calling for punishment or whatnot for Trump supporters. Like, how do you have unity like that? That's not unity. That's more of a bring more of people, cause people to butt heads even more. But you see this nation just, especially in Washington and everywhere else, is just so polarized. Okay, maybe not in Washington, unless you're the establishment Republicans aren't really, never were on Trump's side, but this isn't an offense of Trump or his presidency. This is just stating the facts. Bible says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Like I said before, it isn't a matter of politics. It's a matter of a spiritual cancer in this country. It's killing this country. What we see going on, right and left having at each other, it's just a symptom. It's not the disease. I mean, the Bible says we're going to be turned into hell if we forget God. Well, I mean, what do you think we're seeing? It's not right hating left and left hating right. It's God pouring out his punishment on us for forgetting him and turning away from him and doing all sorts of wicked things. Nation that's lost its way. We're sitting here like, what's the solution? We're sitting here, everyone's shocked and stunned after what happened this week. Left people, people who don't want violence. It's only a fringe on each side of the political spectrum who want violence. As Christians, we don't want violence. The true gospel isn't violent. I know people, there's been times in the past where some religious institutions may have used violence to preach the gospel or to present the gospel, like forced conversions, but that's not biblical. Jesus came as a Prince of Peace. He came with peace, goodwill to our men, as the announcement was at the birth of Christ. Disciples conquered the world not by violence, but by preaching the gospel. You say there's no. Things are getting more and more intense, but yes, the only chance of a peaceful resolution is found not in politics, but in the gospel. So our peaceful resolution is not found in politics right now. Second Chronicles 7:14 explains how we need to get back to the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. In order to get to the solution, you must admit we have a problem. And what we see going on in politics is it's a symptom, it's not the disease. The disease is sin, national sin and personal sin. We've killed tens of millions of babies through abortion in this country. We're legalizing every vice we can imaginable. There's talks about legalizing pedophilia, lowering the age of consent, and all sorts of crazy, insane stuff like that. But if you're caught insane, you're ridiculed as being a hate speaker. I think men ought to stay out of women's restrooms. You're transphobic. I mean, good is being called evil, and evil is being called good. You're strayed so far away from the basic morality taught in God's Word, the Holy Bible. The Bible is God's inspired, inerrant Word. It is the final authority on the all subjects of faith matter. I mean, all matters of faith, practice, morality. The Bible is God's breathed out, inspired word. And we have strayed as a nation so far from it, even though we were founded upon it. So we must admit that we have a problem. If we don't want to see this, this disaster come upon us of a civil war, which I do not want to see. It would be bloody, it would kill millions upon millions of people. The only way for peace and unity and healing in this country starts with us first realizing the nature of our problem. The nature of our problem was spiritual, not political. We must humble ourselves before the Lord. Cease from your pride, cease from your sin, and humble yourself and pray. It's time to be praying right now. A lot. For this country's future. Seek the Lord's face and try to seek to be in his secret place, in his holy place. Like I said in the Psalm 91 episode, we need to be making God our refuge and God our fortress, and not be looking at the things going on in this world. Don't be faint and troubled in heart. We must turn from our wicked ways. Just abandon them, forsake them, get away from them. And when we do this, we must ask God to show us what our wicked ways are. Going down, skip down to Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24 here. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. A wicked way could be any tendency you have that will draw you away from the Lord. An idol is anything that you put in you have in your life or in your heart that you see above the Lord. You must be willing to put those away and make the Lord first in your life. God says when you do this, when you humble yourself and pray, when a nation humbles themselves, a nation prays and seeks his face and turns from his wicked ways, then he will hear. And he will forgive our national sins and heal our land. So repent of the national sin, repent of your personal sin. There's only one way to get rid of your personal sin. That's through God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You must believe in God's Son, Jesus Christ, and ask him to forgive you of your sins and take the punishment of your sins for you. He came, lived as a man, willingly, voluntarily died for your sins, and rose from the dead to take your sins from you and take the punishment for your sins from in your place. And he's the only one that could ever do it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you want forgiveness, you want to get to the Father, it's through Jesus Christ. If you want forgiveness of personal sin, it's through Jesus Christ. If you want forgiveness of national sin, it's through Jesus Christ. If you want salvation, it's through Jesus Christ. There's no way to heaven but through Him. Either there's salvation in any other, or there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved in the name of Jesus. There's no other names whereby we must be saved. It's His name, His name alone. We must turn to Him and ask Him for forgiveness. Asking for peace, asking for the unity and healing that we need in this land. There's no political solution. You can't vote it in, you can't vote it out. You have to repent of it. And turn to the Lord and just beg for His mercy, beg for His forgiveness in this land. And spare us from the judgment that is surely headed our way unless we repent. This violence that we saw on Wednesday, this violence that we've been seeing all year long with these riots and civil unrest, is really just a symptom of our own selfishness. And people not getting it away, so they decided to take it out on others who had nothing to do with their problems to begin with. See that things are not going to get any better. God has mercy on us, has worked a miracle in this country. Things are only going to get worse. Don't expect them to get any better. Unless you're willing to turn to the Lord and repent. And pray for mercy, pray for revival in this country. That God would send His Spirit upon us and move among us and do a mighty work and bring multitudes to Him. These people on the left need to be saved. A lot of people are sitting there making maybe correct comments or maybe insulting comments. But that only makes division deeper. It's not going to heal us. We're going to need to stop it. People on the left need to be saved. People in the center need to be saved. People on the right need to be saved. I go to one of these national peaceful protests and hear people say, oh, we don't really need God or religion. We just need patriotism or whatnot. I was like, you don't understand. We're heading for judgments. I should really truly see a need, see your need for God and repent. It's coming. The judgment is coming. Like it says in Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned to hell and all the nations that forget God. I mean, these, we got some of these patriots running around. These right-wing patriot types. God's leases are thoughts. They think, I mean, maybe not, they're not going to be one of the ones that want to storm the Capitol like the crazies did on Wednesday, but they're just as spiritually messed up as people on the left. I mean, it's a nonpartisan issue. I mean, we're all sinners, we're all born sinners, we're all in need of a savior. Those of us who are Christians really not be troubled by these things. The Lord said that it would be happening. There's ample place in Scripture where it says, don't let your heart be troubled. Place where it says, well, we're going to go through rough times. And you know, some people, if you think we're just going to have a great and then we're going to be raptured, but that's not the case. That's not the case at all. Look throughout history. When has ever really historically been easy for Christians on this earth? These have been troubles ever since the fall of man. There's been wars and strifes and famines and earthquakes and other, any other natural or man-made disaster you could think of. This world was cursed by sin. It's going to stay this way until Jesus Christ returns. We as Christians need to be not living in fear, but living in faith, abiding in prayer. As it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And we could be in a prayerful mindset, even when we're working or grocery shopping or commuting or doing chores around the house or anything. Praying without ceasing doesn't mean you're on bending knees 24/7. It means you're trying to be in tune at all times. There's things that need to be prayed for and pray for them as they come up. Like I have a, I pray for revival multiple times a day. One of them is in the morning, one of them is around lunchtime. See, I've been praying for revival for 4 years now, which is what we really need to see in this nation. You say, why don't you quit? Well, the Bible says to be not weary in well-doing. Christians and patriots and conservatives right now, things look pretty dark. But we need to keep praying without ceasing. The battle is not over, the battle is just beginning. It's a spiritual battle. And those who do not realize it's a spiritual battle got their head in the sand. They realize we need to pray for revival because these people need to be shaken out of their spiritual apathy. They've forgotten God, and God needs to make them remember Him. Closing, I'm going to say, you're not saved, you're not born again. You really need to repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus. And repent of the nation's sins and be praying and looking to the Lord to heal our nation. The Lord's not going to heal our nation until we have a bunch of believers praying and humbling themselves before Him. Praying for that healing. Praying for that miracle. Praying for that revival. You're a Christian and you're living in sin. You're part of the problem. But the Bible says pray without ceasing. We need to take comfort in the Lord. Make Him our refuge and our strength. And when I recorded that Psalm 91 episode just past Tuesday, I didn't know this was going to happen on Wednesday. We didn't know if things were going that crazy that fast. But we still need to be putting our trust in the Lord, not in politics, not in possessions, not in anything other than Him. Because trust in something other than Him is basically idolatry. We need to just keep praying for that miracle. Praying that Yah would have mercy on us and spare us. Just keep praying. It's not the time to don't be worried. But trust in the Lord. Any questions, please contact us at the websites below. But if we do not turn back to the Lord as a nation, I feel that we're going to find ourselves in a state of civil war or worse, and not sure what the worst is. We really want to restore the unity and the peace in this country. We need to turn to the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and let Him heal us. This nation.